at the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We love true crime stories here on the Wake Up Call. And does it seem like sometimes we side with the criminals? It seems like it. Usually we do.
Right. Only if it's a funny crime.
If it's a funny crime. This is not a funny crime.
No.
Katie is our true crime expert, and she has the details.
Florida man.
Oh, boy.
James K. Johnson.
All righty.
Okay.
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy J. Okay. He is 66 years young.
Okay.
And he was arrested in Pensacola for bank robbery.
Come on, Jimmy.
Now, he decided to wear an interesting getup.
Oh boy.
He wore a neon vest, like somebody that's like picking up trash on the side of the road would, so that you wouldn't hit them.
Yeah.
A wicker hat, kind of like what your mom would wear if she's working in the yard.
At the pool.
Right.
Okay.
And then a full black face mask with a skull on it.
Huh. What a look.
Right. So he's been arrested. The thing is, this isn't the first time Jimmy J has robbed a bank.
Okay.
And it's not the first time he's been arrested for robbing a bank.
What?
He was in prison. He was arrested in 1995 for robbing two separate banks and was sentenced to 327 months in prison.
What?
Which is like, I think I crunched the numbers, like 27 years.
And then he comes out.
And then he gets out, has a couple.
Served his nickel.
Right. Right.
And then he says, well, time to get to work.
Well, he had a couple of years off. Okay.
Okay. So this is a couple. Okay.
I want to say he took 2 years off from Robin. And then he said, man, I just got to scratch that itch.
Right.
Or he thought, like, you know, they always say better luck next time. Don't spit your coffee.
You know, and this is okay. How is this possible? Jimmy didn't learn anything in prison. And I hate saying this, but again, I'm not siding with the criminal in this story. But I would imagine if you go to prison for robbing a bank, and then if you just get that itch the whole time it's in there, you can't wait to get back to Robin.
Yeah.
The very least, you make a plan on how to not get caught. Well, you've got nothing but time in prison.
And you're in there with other criminals.
Right.
So you have
it's a masterclass.
Right. To workshop things.
Right.
With other people. Bounce ideas off. If you don't like this, you just tell me. Be honest with me.
Do you know why comedians hang out with other comedians?
Iron sharpens iron.
Bingo. That is why. Jimmy, who were you talking to in there?
Now, I will say, if you're in there with criminals, none of you are iron in this situation because none of you got away with that.
So the only thing I can think of is, like, as Jimmy's being arrested
again. I just call him Jimmy.
As he's being arrested again for robbery, if a news person's like, Jimmy, anything you regret? Be like, yeah, I wish I didn't spend the last 23 years hanging out with the rapists.
Jesus, Gavin.
I should have been hanging out with the robbers. It was the wrong R. They break us all up alphabetically by our crimes.
I thought you were going to say, like, different outfit next time.
Well, no, the outfit was
really?
Prime choice.
It feels like if you want to get in and get out, wearing a neon sign, basically, as your clothes isn't the right move.
Well, I mean, I will say this, again, advice to criminals.
Okay.
Your wardrobe is everything. Katie knows this story. I was once robbed at knife point at the J Street parking lot.
That is
okay.
True.
And
attempted robbery.
And how much did the robber make off with?
$0.
$0, not even my cell phone. What's the reason why?
Because he was wearing a Lion King the Musical shirt.
That's a true story.
And so you weren't scared. So when he pulled a pocket knife on you, you said, come on.
100% true story. And I walked around him and walked my car, and the guy hung his head down and walked the other way. which is big Lion King the musical energy, okay? Like a defeated lion leaving the pride, okay? And I immediately called Katie.
Immediately.
And I said, I think that somebody just tried to rock. Right. So, like,
I go, what do you mean you think?
Right. So that's, so wardrobe is everything.
Okay. And I think fashion.
And I think that what he did was pretty, except for the sun hat, okay?
Because not threatening.
Right. Skull face, neon vest. I'm on board.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. Well, you have come face to face with a robber. I have not yet.
Yes, I have.
Right.
And I hoisted him up on the rock so that all the other animals could see.
Everybody in Pride Rock could see him.